Greetings, good morning, and many blessings from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom. This is me, James Glory, with a small, short morning message for you, one that I hope will equip and enable you to better yourself, to come closer to God, and to draw nearer to your fellow man, enable and help them. In the Collins English Dictionary, the small one, it says about vanity. It's a noun, a feeling of excessive pride about your looks or abilities. Now let me contrast this with the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 12 verse 8, which says, vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. Now in the book of Ecclesiastes, we know, is man without God, whereas the book of Proverbs is man with God. Now I want to, if you will bear with me, I want to just relate a short story to you that may help you with a real meaning of vanity. It's a story of a small orphan boy in a city that could be near you, wherever you may be. And it's a pouring, raining night, and he's cold, and he's walking, and he looks under a street light, there down an alley, and it's the Lord Jesus. And he walks up to him and says, hello. And the Lord Jesus says, would you get me a drink of water, please? And the young boy says, of course I will. So off he runs, and he runs and he turns a corner, and he finds a £5 note. Now with this £5 note, being hungry, being an orphan, he runs and he gets a pizza. And he eats some pizza, and there he meets another orphan girl. And then those two, for the next couple of years, become dear friends. They eventually fall in love as childhood sweethearts, get married, and have a wonderful life. They have a house, and now, 50 years later, he goes back after writing books. He's become very famous, this man, and he comes back, turns the corner, and there, still under the streetlight, waiting for that drink of water, is the Lord Jesus. Now that is a very good description of human vanity as opposed to spiritual godliness. Can you see what I mean? Now, as I've said, the book of Ecclesiastes, now the preacher was Solomon, the man who, when God asked him, what would you like? I'll give you anything. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for money. He asked for wisdom. True wisdom today is recognizing when your vanity is kicked in, when it's all about you, not other people. Today there are so many things that draw us away from spirituality, from our relationship with God. Why, the very universe itself, apparently, according to some of the most well-known, well-renowned astronomers, who will tell you, I look to the depths, I can see into the furthest regions. I tell you that God did not create the heaven and the earth, as the Bible tells us in Genesis, because I would know. That's the height of vanity, because obviously God would be outside space and time, and if he made it, you wouldn't be able to see him. It's obvious. But yet, those who know God, those who's trusted in him, who see through the eyes of his word, see his handiwork everywhere. Hallelujah. And it is pure vanity to think today that you know better than God. The word tells us we are not to think above what is written. I've heard many people say, well, God is this, or God must be that. That is the height of vanity. That is the height of pride. The devil himself in Genesis 3 said, yea, hath God said. And there, from that moment, Eve doubted. And from that doubt came the sin. Today, your vanity, your pride will bring doubt and will bring sin. Recognize today that you are vain. Recognize today that you have a pride about you, and there is none listening to this. There is not one who may not worry about your look, may not worry about your teeth, may not worry about your hair, your eyes, your shoes. There's none, because the Bible tells us there is none righteous, no, not one. And just as in Ecclesiastes, the preacher says, vanity of vanities, just as that story described, that you may, for a moment, touch, like that little boy did, touch, he went to get the Lord a drink of water, and 50 years later, forgot totally, turned the corner and the Lord was still there. That tells us that the Lord, he does not change. He does not change, but we will. Now, it's up to you today if you will grow away from that human, self-natured side, that vain, pride-filled side, towards the more spiritual side, trusting in Christ, looking to love your fellow man. It tells us that God so loved the world so much that he sent Christ Jesus to pay the price for these sins, these vanities, these prides. That is true love, to think of others today and not oneself. Again, the Collins Dictionary, the small one, tells us vanity, a feeling of excessive pride about your looks or abilities. Do you think too highly of yourself? Do you look at your business, your family, your car, your wealth and say, I did this, this was all me, this was all me? But just as the astronomers, God is outside of this, and you can't see his hand until you look into the pages of Scripture and understand and see through his eyes that it is he who has done it. So count your blessings today. Hallelujah, and escape the vanities of this world. May the Lord Jesus Christ open your eyes with my poorly prepared words, the way I'm not good at coming across to you. I just so desperately want you to see that your vanity is like a chain. It truly is, and it ties you to that tree in the Garden of Eden. When he said, the devil said, yea, hath God said, he has said. And he says, vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. This is James Glory, from a very sunny, beautiful Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, blessing you today. Hallelujah.